The top stories from ABC News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has hit back at the latest threat of war by the United States. Donald Trump has tweeted that only one thing will work with North Korea because talking has produced no results. The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the global community needs to maintain economic pressure on North Korea. Hurricane Nate has made landfall in the U.S. near the mouth of the Mississippi River as a Category 1 storm with winds of more than 135 kilometers an hour. A state of emergency is in place as the hurricane threatens parts of Louisiana, Mississippi and Alabama. The Victorian government will cap rental bonds as part of new changes to help tenants secure affordable housing. Victorians paying $760 or less in rent per week will pay no more than a month's rent for a bond. The government will also make it easier for tenants to own a pet and make minor modifications to properties. And Holden driver David Reynolds has won an incredible Bathurst 1000 on a wet and wild track. Reynolds and co-driver Luke Gilden were first across the line after more than 7 hours of racing. Holden's Scott Pye finished second, while Ford's Fabian Coulthard had his first podium finish. Those are the latest headlines from ABC News.